Hello, folks, and welcome to our weekly installment of the Bleacher Bums. I'm your host, Jim Cromer, and let me welcome into the show my wonderful co-host, Jono. What's happening, bud?
Oh, man, nothing. I'm trying to get this. Oh, finally got it. I got a baseball game here. I bought the MLB package. I can't get off of it. It's $110. You can't go wrong
with it. Say that 10 times fast. MLB package. MLB. Yeah. I don't know. It'd be tough.
I got to watch this. Yeah. No, every game I want, boom, it's right there.
No, I love it, especially with the stuff that we're watching every day, as anal as we get about it, but it's really good. But we want to welcome you into this week's edition, and got an interesting topic we're going to touch on today. But before we do that, let us tell you just a little bit about ourselves. We are the Bleacher Bums, and you can find out a little bit more about us at bleacherbumspodcast.com. We're enjoying
getting some love.
Yes, we are. Absolutely. And I'll tell you where we're getting a lot of loves on Twitter. The folks on Twitter are great. Sports fans and Twitter kind of go together. You know what I mean? It's the interaction and the way you can get information out so fast. And a lot of times it's the goofy stuff, which, you know, you and I both love. And the best way to do that with, you know, we're at Bums Podcast. So please feel free to follow us. And if you follow us, we're going to follow you because we want to know what you're thinking. And if you have some topics and things like that that you want to do, it's a great way to stay communicated. But at Bums Podcast is our Twitter. And, of course, if you want to interact with us a little bit on Facebook, facebook.com, Bleacher Bums Podcast.
Hey, great, we'll take your questions.
It. Yeah, absolutely. We would love to do that and get a little more feedback from you guys as far as some of the things we might talk about. So many intriguing type things going on in the world of baseball that I don't know that you can touch on all the topics, but of course we would love to touch on some of the ones that are interesting to you guys for sure.
I got a message.
Yeah?
I got a message, and I'm going to bring it up later, but the topic was this guy Henry. He was watching this on HBO. It's about a net they cover throughout the entire field of Japan. Well, there's so many bats and balls that are really, really hurting people. We gotta bring that up later on.
Absolutely. You know, if you guys are really enjoying the show, and I know you are based on how each week we're seeing more and more listeners and stuff like that, best way to stay up to date with everything we're doing, the easiest way is to go to iTunes, Stitcher, or any major podcast outlet and just click subscribe. We'd love some ratings, especially 5-star if you feel like we're worthy. And of course, as always, we are so proud. Yeah, we are worthy. Proud to be part of the Lineup Media Group. Great shows. Everything with this run the Blues are making. And we had the Game 7. Yeah,
what a run
we're on here. Our good friends Kelly Chase and Darren Pang and their great show. Chasing Pucks with Panger.
I love that show.
Oh, it's great. And I tell you what, the insight they're going to be able to give us to the things that are going on behind the scenes with this Blues run is going to be fantastic.
Well, same could be said about Let's Get It On with insides and outsides of the UFC. We got that show too. Let's Get It On podcast.com.
Yeah, there's all kinds of great stuff going on in our network. And so just check it out, lineupmediagroup.com. I think you guys will be ecstatic. And, you know, if you guys really want to support the show, though, you know, got a little Amazon banner, bleacherbumspodcast.com. Click that Amazon banner. Every time you guys shop,
we get a little love.
Doesn't cost you anything extra, but we get a little credit. That's how Jono's been his whole life. He wants everybody else to do the work. He wants to take a little credit.
I want you to do everything. Bring that beer down to the bleachers.
Yeah, I hear you.
The peanuts.
Yeah.
Let's make fun of this outfielder.
Well, hey, we have a little development overnight that we need to touch on. And it's kind of
unbelievable.
D. Gordon, 80 games.
80 games. Well, you know, you really think about it. Yeah, we had a mediocre player all of a sudden hitting .353. Come on. You think about it. I mean, now you start seeing it.
But here's the thing. Mediocre? I mean, if you make it to the big leagues, are you mediocre?
Well, come on. You know what I meant. You want mediocrity. You go to the Cincinnati Reds pitching staff. That's mediocrity.
That is mediocrity. And, you know, and once again, all is right with the world. Your Reds are trending down. Our Cardinals are trending up.
And
all is right in the world.
I tell you, it's so tough on the starting pitcher at Cincinnati.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure.
You go sixth inning, seventh inning. Actually, we had one pitcher this year that went no hit, 7.5 innings, and then he gets lit up for 6 runs.
What? I did never understand Joey Votto.
Yeah, Joey
Such
Votto.
A good hitter to stand there and look at strike after strike
He does it.
I don't understand.
Hey, by the way, that's the guy I'm playing against. That's his pitcher getting lit up right now.
Oh, you love that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's his pitcher.
but back to this Gordon thing. You know, I've said this for years.
80 games, son.
I've said this for years. Everybody thinks that
that's an error. Yeah,
oh, that is an error. Whose guy is that? Is that Moustakas?
He's not all mine.
Right. So anyway, hey. Everybody always assumes that these steroid guys are big, hulking guys.
Well, that goes to show you all about healing.
Performance enhancing. It's not size building.
No.
It's PED, performance enhancing. There's all kinds of ways. That's why we go back to, and I know the arguments can be made on both sides of the fence with greenies, speeders, caffeine, all the cocaine, all that kind of stuff. The Ritalin now that they're all taking. I mean,
a lot of this stuff.
Well, I happen to have a very strong stance.
Where is that security guard in the bleacher section?
No, I don't. It's going to be hard. I think I saw a great post today from a former Cubs pitcher that's located in our area named Randy Wells. And, you know, Randy basically said, look, they are doing some very bad reporting right now. Assuming Jake Arrieta is taking drugs just because he struggled and now he's doing great is wrong. You can't do that to people.
Yeah, but you know what? I just think that you're so much under the scrutiny of the game right now to where people are watching you a lot. I just don't know how you got so many more people doing this.
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's, you know,
I didn't mean more. Just mean people still, players still doing this.
Well, here's the thing. What do your parents always tell you? You are who you run around with, right?
All right.
Okay, so these guys in this players' union, some of these guys are standing up saying, we want tougher testing. We want this. We want that. You know why? They're tired of being lumped in. And the issue is they see a guy who passes all these tests, and then his name comes out in some things, and there's proof that he was getting delivered stuff. Well, how's he passing these tests? So to them, like when these guys say, test me anytime you want, well, that don't mean nothing to me. All kinds of these guys were passing tests that were admittedly doing it. So there you go. There's the problem at the end of the day. The guys that are doing it are making it hard on the guys that aren't doing it.
Well, and I think that it's the way these players are coming back and being accepted into their team again. Like, look at Brian Braun, okay? You look at this guy, he threw a UPS guy under the...
FedEx, whatever. It doesn't matter.
He threw that guy under the bus. The things that he said were even against... I mean, what's his name? Rogers said, I believed him the entire time.
Unbelievable.
What you did, man, you lost every credibility. And, you know, I just don't know if I could have you back on my team. Now the fans stand up when he comes up there to bat. And that, to me, is where are we going? So D. Gordon's thinking, I got 80 games. I made enough. 80 games. I can relax, rehab my body. I'll be back. And guess what? The fans will love me and the team will support me again.
Well, two things on that. I agree with you wholeheartedly. The thing about Ryan Braun that bothered, and I'm with you on this. I have my own opinion, and I'll keep it to myself on the whole drug thing.
Oh, hell, throw it out there.
But it doesn't matter what I think, because the rules are the rules. But at the end of the day, he did something, in my opinion, far worse than take PEDs. He tried to blame it on a just normal guy.
Exactly.
Because he thinks he's above and he's entitled. I can't stand it. I will boo that guy forever.
Yeah, now, but if your own town is accepting you, what the hell do I care?
Okay, what's that tell you about us as a society?
I agree.
We have an issue.
I totally agree. So, you know, D. Gordon's thinking, you know what, pal? It's not the end of the world for me. 80 games, guess what? I get myself back together. Fans, they'll still love me. I'll still come back and I'll apologize to them. And no one's going to miss a beat.
They'll love you as long as you come back and do what you do. Now, here's the other thing, though. Don't forget about this. Both of them now have failed. You know, if something happens again, it's bigger. And then they could be out of the game, like the guy down in where was he at? Miami?
New York. New York.
Oh, yeah, the guy from the Mets, the relief pitcher.
I had him. I'm my damn team.
So the relief pitcher now is out of baseball.
Yeah.
So, you know.
No, I think these guys are a little bit smarter than that.
Well.
Especially the prime time type of players. Now that guy for the Mets, he might have thought this is the only way.
Yeah, sure. And if that's the case, then I guess these guys.
Yeah, I mean, this is the only way that I can pitch. Right. I have to have it.
And you know what? I challenge anybody, and I mean, it's easy to sit here when you're never going to have a chance.
It's easy to grin.
To say, I'm not, I would never do that, I would never, you don't know that. And here's the thing, I'm not saying I would or wouldn't. I would tell you that it would be really hard for me if I was on that cusp.
Yeah.
Knowing,
if
I mean.
If that's going to put you over that third depth chart or second depth chart or whatever. I mean, these guys are thinking, I got to go.
And
still go on. Now, what's been going on this week on the schedule? What's the standings looking like?
Well, the Cardinals are back, which is nice.
Come on, man. You can't be serious.
Oh, come on now. Here they come, bud. They're storming back. Baltimore, couple games over, yeah.
Baltimore's still holding,
yeah,
but
Baltimore's
I'm telling you,
holding.
Boston's making a nice run now.
Yeah.
They've got everything going. That second baseman is hitting.
Look, once again, we'll still say what we've said before. We can't figure out why Ortiz is retiring. All the guy's doing is producing.
I know. And he's releasing some bombs.
You know who's doing even worse than before is Toronto. Still struggling. No signs.
Yeah. Right now, the focus is on Baltimore and Boston in the American League Central.
Chicago White Sox. I know you're a believer.
Well, I'm saying to you, this is the strongest division next to the NL Central. AL Central and the NL Central, to me, are the strongest teams right now. Lively teams.
Yeah, because then you go to the West, and you got basically media. You got a lot of 500 looking there,
right,
from top to bottom.
This division right here, even up and down from Detroit, any one of these four teams can win this. Chicago's playing great, and that was a great pick you made from me, by the way.
Yeah,
you talked to Frazier, and you picked up Frazier from me, and
you threw it at me.
And I got Votto.
Yeah, you threw at me. I'll trade you. I'll take him.
It was my partner.
Oh,
it was my partner. I didn't want anything to do with
that. When you head over to the National League, looks like Washington's coming back to the pack a little bit. And here come the Mets.
Come on. I'm not buying it.
No?
The team that's shocking me right now, and they're playing with great pitchers, just outdoing themselves right now, and that's Philadelphia. They're shutting teams
out.
It's
true.
And that's a very respectable division again.
You run through the Central. It's exactly as you would expect. Cubs, Pirates, Cardinals. And then we head out West. And once again, we're back to a bunch of 500 teams beating up on one another. But here comes Arizona. They're picking it up a little bit.
Those three teams are looking good, too.
Now, I want to touch on something you brought up at the beginning of the show. And just to give everybody a little backstory.
That was an email I got.
Yeah. And you got this email the other night. So you did a little research. And you called me. And I looked at it. I checked it out. HBO did a special on the safety going on in baseball with the Nets. And, your comment to me really got me thinking. And so why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about where you stand on this and kind of how you got the ball rolling on our discussion.
Well, you know what? I got that message from Facebook, and it was Brian – what's that show? Real Sports?
Real Sports.
Brian Gumbel. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this show, I watched it, and my God, I cannot emphasize how many people are getting slugged out from a foul ball hitting these people. I mean, there's eye sockets going. There's heads being cracked. It's unbelievable, and no one talks about it. The MLB doesn't cover it. They don't want to talk about it. There's bats flying, going through someone's head. Again, no one's talking about that. New York Yankees. A guy, a damn good fan, said, hey, you know what? I don't want anything. Just if you can just cover my medical bill at $25,000. And the guy said, the executive from the Yanks, he says,
Cashman?
I don't know which one it was, but he's not. Nah, I don't think. I think it's
probably more of like a lawyer.
Yeah, no, yeah. Not even that. Some sort of fan.
Funky.
Yes, whatever. In any case, he told him, I can't talk to you anymore. Go get yourself a lawyer. We're not paying it. That's $25,000, man. Every time A-Rod spits a gumball out, it probably charges $25,000.
Well, first off, I hope A-Rod's not spitting out any gumballs. That's number one. But number two, let me attack this here a little bit.
Yeah, what are you attacking?
I'm going to attack your – because I know your passion tells me that you think it's wrong.
No, I after seeing it too, I know why I got that message now.
Okay.
Because you can put a thin – net across from one side to the one side of the outfield to the other, and not the outfield, but just that third base line, first base line.
You want to take it all the way down to the foul pole?
Yeah, I really do. I really do. After seeing that and no one's talking about it, these balls are coming, and they did a test. They did a test, a sporting test, where you sit there and they got a big glass in front of you, and this ball that's hit by how much of a speed it would generate. These guys didn't even have a reactionary time. They're going to get hit. They're going to get hit, and these balls are really affecting these people. Well, in Japan, they have it, and people are very okay with it. They're seeing perfectly through it. Just pay the guy's medical. That's all I'm asking.
I'll attack it from two ways here. Number one, first off, and I'm going to tell you what I think, and then I think later it'll be a great question for our resident fantasy expert, as he is in his spare time, he's an attorney. So I would say this. I would be willing to bet you that the minute they start paying medical bills, they're accepting some sort of like responsibility, and that opens themselves up.
On the back of the ticket, it says we're not responsible.
Sure. And again,
but if someone dies at your house in the swimming pool, it's still your fault, even if you had a sign.
I didn't give them a ticket to come in, though. I mean, you know.
No, but it says on the side, swim at your own risk. I don't have a lifeguard.
Okay, well.
You can't just get away with it because of a ticket stub.
Well, obviously you can. Okay, so number two. As a fan, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want it. I don't want a big net up. I don't.
Because you sit in the back with me on the bleacher section.
I've always had good seats because of my job that I had for years, and I don't want it. Listen, my wife worked for the Blues for 10 years. When she first went to work there, her team tickets were right behind the goal, right above the glass. That just so happened to be the time that the girl got hurt. And they put a net up, and I hated it. And I took my kid to the game, and I paid attention. And, yeah, there were some pucks flying. And, yeah, some people put their arm up and would get hit because you paid attention. And, again, I'm not being, like, heartless. You can't make a new rule or make changes every time something bad happens.
You're making a new rule every day. You got instant replay.
Okay, but
I
don't.
The second baseman, he can't get taken out, but you could take out a person standing above the dugout. Why are these guys in the dugout? The players, they got netting. They got some sort of screen in front of them. But the people right behind them at the dugout level, they have nothing.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
It's not just tradition.
I don't want to look through it.
You know, God forbid you and your family go and you get one like they showed on HBO.
I agree. It would stink.
That's just not luck anymore.
I've been at enough youth baseball games and saw baseballs flying all over and almost hitting little kids. And it's like, what are we going to do? We're going to throw a net up everywhere. We're going to walk around with rubber vulcanized suits on that blow up and so that you don't.
MLB,
where's it end?
MLB is a little different.
Where's it end?
MLB is a little different. I would even take it in the college. World Series type of bases too. They're using these aluminum bats that are just, the generation of speed
I understand.
Whatever.
I can't. You know what? I went to a baseball game with Coop not too long ago. We couldn't buy more than two beers at a time.
Why?
Couldn't get any beer after the seventh inning. Can't buy more than two. Why? Because everybody's suing everybody, and everybody's blaming everybody, and everybody's making excuses because people get drunk at games.
I'm just telling you that this is facts here, what's happening. This is for our safety. This is for a guy bringing his kid. You know, that's all I'm saying.
I don't know how they made it.
This has got nothing to do with your popcorn or your beer or anything.
How in the world?
I thought we were going somewhere with it.
I am going somewhere with it. How in the world have we survived this long without all these rules? I don't know. It blows my mind. How we did. I'm going to tell you, we're getting ready to bring Coop in, and I'm going to ask, I guarantee you there's a legal aspect to this.
Of course there's a legal aspect to it. Bring him in here. I want his opinion.
Hey, get him in here.
About his legal.
Coop, put the headphones on there, bud. Welcome to the show.
Got him on. How are you doing, boys?
I don't know if you caught our discussion there, but we were talking about the protective netting that's become a hot topic, and I mentioned to my comrade in arms over here that I'm assuming first and foremost there's some sort of legal issue.
Of course there is.
Do you have a thought with your background.
You talk about the netting around the field.
To protection, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to have it. I mean, at the end of the day.
Wow, thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
No, look, I mean, who are you, Glenn Hall with no fucking goalie match?
That's right, Gump Worldsley.
sports evolve, and what happens is that, you know, these people are dying, for Christ's sake. Nobody wants to go to a hockey game or a baseball game and die. I think it's...
Get off your phone!
Believe me.
You got nachos in your hand, man.
Listen, with composite sticks and the composite bats that are out there right now, you can be not on your phone, paying attention to this game, doing whatever. That thing gets there as quickly as it does from the pitcher to the catcher in a game.
They couldn't even react.
And you're telling a 75-year-old woman or an 8-year-old child to react quick enough to either get out of the way or deflect the puck or the ball.
You're disgusting.
How do we make it so long?
By the way, okay, when you last went to your hockey game where you had a nice seat, they actually had wooden sticks. It doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
Or wooden bats. They're composite bats. Like the stuff. Colton Parayko shoots a puck as hard as anybody shot a puck in the NHL for 20 years or whatever. It is like to get out of the way of those things. When you're a normal person or a child or somebody who's a little bit older, as for Christ's sake, we're all getting. It's hard to move as quickly as you would when you're in your prime.
I totally agree.
You got to protect the spectators. That's the lifeblood of these sports organizations. And you know, they have to put it up. And you can see through it. I mean, we were at a game last week or whatever.
Right.
You can see
perfectly.
You can see through the nets. Is it like standing in a city park? No. But you're not standing in a city park when you're watching the Cardinals or
I want to feel like I'm in the park.
I agree, but you are in the park. But
I am in the park.
you're just avoiding death somehow. It's the same thing as a guy going, I want to go see the tiger at the zoo, but I really don't want this cage.
Good
luck with that shit.
And to that too, yeah, you want that wall still be up there for the tiger not to climb up there, right?
Look how happy you are
because he agreed with you and not me.
I didn't know
if he was going to go my way. I'm very
like
happy, though.
Cheshire cat sitting next to me over here.
Like Trump would do this, I'm very happy.
I'm going to act like you would act if he disagreed. Hey, let's move on. What are you doing in here? So you're here for your weekly sit, sleep, and start, and let's take a quick gander back at your picks from last week. I did a little homework on you here to see how you did. Well,
you must have done good.
Well, he had Kershaw. And he had a rough outing.
He did have a rough outing.
He had a rough outing. But you know what? Here's what kills me about Kershaw's rough outing. He still had 10 Ks and a one whip. Now, he did give up 5 runs. But I remember watching that start going, man, he's getting shelled.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's a normal shellacking for most people. But this guy's getting shelled. So, you know, even though he did give up the 5 runs and didn't get the win, he still had 10 Ks and only a one whip.
He still has one more start in the week. So.
Right. And that's always the thing with this is we missed the weekend. So, of course. And you were dead on with Starling Marte, as obviously he had a great week. And this guy has turned into, I would say, about as close to a 5-tool player as there is in baseball.
He's the best outfielder in the game right now. Yeah. I mean, the only guy better than him right now is Bryce Harper. And I don't think you would have predicted that before the season.
No, I would agree.
Hey, I mean, you knew he was going to be top flight, but to be this good is hard.
Your sits were right on, and as much as Jono doesn't want to hear it, once again, Billy Hamilton cannot find a way to...
What do you mean? He's improving.
By the way, you know
his improving
you know
is 200. Yeah,
you're in deep shit when you go 1-for-10 and your batting average goes up.
He did have 2 stolen bases.
Yeah, 2 stolen bases.
But here's the thing.
Let's talk about who's going to have stolen bases on your team, smart guy.
Well, I got plenty of guys.
Well, we already addressed that.
And the problem with Billy Hamilton is you can't steal first.
Well, and here's the thing that's got to bother you if you're a Billy Hamilton owner. It's one thing if you can't hit over 260. It's another thing if you're that fast. You can't hit 260, and I have a big goose egg in the walk column here for him.
I don't think.
How's he not walking?
I don't think the Reds are using him properly. They got him batting ninth now.
But the problem with that is how do you bat a guy early when he can't get on base? Because here's the thing.
It's baseball.
No, yeah, but what major league pitchers have started to understand is the reason he's not getting walked is they can just throw him strikes and he can't hit them. Like, that's when you know you're in really deep shit. When the walks go away, you have real, real issues because that means that everybody in the
business. I say you work it. You work it. You keep him there. Keep him there. He's gonna get out of slump. Every major leaguer gets out of slump.
They didn't like they're any good anyway.
Here's the problem with that is that I would agree if he was a rookie and you were letting him get used to the league and letting him do his thing. He's in his third year now. The book is out there. The pitches that pitchers know they can throw to him and get him out, they're doing consistently, and it's working. He's in deep shit, a la Chris Bryant.
Oh, boy. All right. I have a feeling we're coming up to that. But Drew Pomeranz was your sit, four innings, three earned runs. He did have six Ks, but obviously not starter caliber. And then your sleeper, Stripling, five innings, three earned runs, three Ks.
Let's get another start.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Another start. Okay. Well, let's move on. How what do you got for us this week?
Well, where do you want to start? You want to go starters?
Well, you always start with starts, right?
Starters are pretty easy this week, I think. Number one, for the offensive player, you got to start Giancarlo Stanton. He is heated up finally. He had a rough couple first weeks, and I think a lot of people were starting to give up on him. And I think a lot of people – look, the stress with him is did the blow to the face really – because when you come back, you kind of come back, you had a little – you're full of piss and vinegar a little bit. But then he did not have a great end of year last year, and then he had a really poor beginning of the year this year. And I think people are starting to think, is he either chronically injured – or was you know, something else, some other performing enhancing thing helping him for a while, a la D. Gordon? We can get to that in a little bit. Or when you get hit in the face and you break a bunch of facial bones, does that make you think, oh shit, I don't really want to stand in here and hit this anymore? But I think what we've seen over the last 2 weeks says, no, really, he was just in a little bit of a slump. He's going to heat up. He's like a lot of these guys that they almost take April off, right? And then it starts to really ramp up as you get into May. He's that guy. If you've got Giancarlo Stanton, which pretty much every league out there has him, you got to play this guy.
And you just so happen to have him.
He's
a good player.
And on that note, too, I was down in Florida, and I talked to Mike Hill. GM of Florida.
Yeah, it's a little name dropping, huh?
President.
I'm sorry, the president.
And for those of you not in the know, the president of the Marlins and Jono are good friends.
We're good buddies.
Good friends. Calls you for advice, does he not?
No, he doesn't do that. But
very smart guy.
This name of this player.
Stanton.
He brought him up, and he said, the guy's so muscular.
Yeah.
The guy doesn't have any fat on him. He goes, I wish he would... Eat a sandwich or something. But the guy is so cut up that he's prone to injuries a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, that stuff's going to happen with guys that are that. And you would never think that.
No.
You would think the guys that are in that shape are the ones that never get injured. But he's so strong that he's got muscular, everything.
He needs to fatten up a little bit, is what you're saying.
I can't remember. Who was the huge pitcher for the Yankees? Pitched for the White Sox.
David Wells.
David Wells, who came into camp, and he was like 30 pounds heavier than he was the year before. And they said, David, you know, you don't lift. You're huge. And he's like, yeah, no, the good news is, you ever heard of anybody pulling fat?
Yeah.
You can't pull fat, right? You can only pull muscle.
All right,
so
I'm going through that.
Who's your pitcher you're going to start this week?
You know, my guy this week is – this is a 50-50 one. This is a rough week because we've got – you could pick anybody, and we'll, again, get back to this a little bit. There are a lot of pitchers you could go after and you could take a look at. There's a lot of really good head-to-head matchups from a pitcher standpoint this week. The guy that I'm going to pick, though, is somebody that alternatively either gets written off in leagues or gets drafted way too high. But this week, I think you can count on it. It's Johnny Cueto.
Oh.
Johnny Cueto goes back to Cincinnati this year with the Royals, or this week with the Royals. He's facing Brandon Finnegan, who
he's playing pretty good though. Finnegan's
playing really well. Like that's why I say this is not a slam dunk. But if I'm going to bet on a guy, I'm going to bet on Cueto. He's a fighter. He's a tough.
The Reds
guy.
Will love him. The fans will love him. They're not going to boo him at all.
It'll be like a homecoming. Right? He'll feel really good. And then he's going to face Colorado, who's had some real pitching issues so far. We don't even know who he's going to face, and he's facing him at home. With Kansas City. So I think if you're going to start a guy and there's somebody that you're going to bet on as a pitcher, it's going to be Johnny Cueto this week.
Okay, so we know who we're starting, and I don't have neither one of them, so that's easy. How about a sit?
As a batter, you got to sit D. Gordon. I mean, he's suspended for 80 games for
that's
PEDs.
That's too obvious. We all know.
No, but I mean, but you know, a lot of people don't know that, right? You didn't know it earlier when I asked you an hour ago if you.
Yeah,
knew
but I'm
D.
on
Gordon.
The MLB right now, and they're just talking about it.
This is my point. People listen to this, so they don't have to go to the MLB, and they can listen of who to sit. You got to sit D. Gordon as a batter. And then the other batters that you got, I don't really have a pitcher to sit this week, to be honest with you. But the other batters that you got to sit would be any batter from Tampa Bay or the Dodgers if you're in a weekly league. They only have five games this week. So that's a significant disadvantage if you're in weekly leagues.
Okay.
I'd like to bring up my player, Suarez of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. I would sit him.
Yeah, he's been – he's been hitting a lot. Now he's been completely cold. How long does this continue?
Well, it started when you traded for him.
Exactly.
You know, he does not have great underlying skills. So the regression back to shittiness is not a surprise. And so yeah, I would sit him permanently or cut him.
Oh,
that's kind of harsh, isn't it? That's kind of harsh. That's kind of harsh.
You brought it up.
D. Gordon.
Wow.
All of America.
Do we want to touch a little bit on D. Gordon since we're on him on the sitter, or we want to talk about it at the end?
Here's the thing.
We've had a chat about him, but we didn't get your cut.
This is beautiful, right?
So okay.
He's the Brady Anderson of Prince-like bodies, right? So he's a guy who's, you know, 5 foot whatever, 150 whatever pounds. Who was pretty much written off in 2012 and 2013, was just not even on the fantasy radar. 2014, here he comes. He hits 350, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Then last year, another great year. This stuff does not happen by accident. And I love him. I got him on my team. I think he's a great player and all this stuff. But it's just not surprising. Anytime you see these major statistical jumps from 1 year to the other, if they haven't done it earlier in their career, like if a guy's done it, then he gets hurt, then he comes back and does it, okay, I'll give him that 8 days a week. But the guys that like Brady Anderson have never done it, and they come out and hit 50-something home runs, or they had, you know, a career 260 hitter, and they hit 353, it's not because they all of a sudden got really good, right?
Yeah,
which, by the way, is why Jake Arrieta is getting all this trouble,
right?
And getting a lot. There's a lot of rumors out there, and a lot of people are actually asking him openly, you know, are you taking PEDs, right? Because here's a guy who was shit in Baltimore, not good, was not on trajectory to have a long MLB career, and all of a sudden he's an unbelievable ace in a hitter's park, like. It brings on these questions. Now, of course, Arrieta's response is, bring it on, bring it on. I've never done this. It's the same thing A-Rod said.
Right.
It's the same thing Ryan Braun said.
What about the bike guy? He said
it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, all these guys, right? Lance Armstrong, all these guys say, bring it on. You can test me 8 days a week until they actually get tested 8 days a week and get busted. And so I'm not saying Jake Arrieta did it. I have no idea. I just think that anytime you get these D. Gordon-like statistical anomalies, you got to take a look at it and say, really? Like, is that really happening?
And isn't that what causes the Jake Arriettas of the world, the problems? Because they just have to look in their locker room, and it's the guys that get busted after saying they've never done it. And now I'm not even saying it's fair, but it's the world we live in.
This is what I said, Coop, to him. I said, you know, guys like D. Gordon, they're looking at around the league with Braun, how accepting the fans were all of a sudden saying, hey, you know what, we forgive you, you're a part of us. So they could care less about the way, but the home fans, they still embrace these guys. And then, you know what, D. Gordon's thinking, I got 80 games to rehab myself. The money I got in the bank, they can't take that away. I'm just taking an unpaid 80-game suspension, and I'll rehab myself, and then I come back, the fans will accept me.
There's no doubt about it. If you look at to your point, Braun, you look at A-Rod, the number. Look at the response Barry Bonds got when he went back to San Francisco as the hitting coach.
Standing ovation.
There's not a person in San Francisco not standing, clapping for this guy, inside, outside the stadium. So I think these
Which
guys.
Which makes you stand up in front of your TV and go, what the hell am I doing?
No, absolutely. And so it's hard to blame these guys, but it's also, I think that, you know, honestly, God, if I was gonna do some performance enhancing drug, I would accidentally strike out 3 or 4 times a month just to keep my average relatively normal. So it didn't look like I, you know, went from hero to zero or zero to hero.
Well, that's the same with schools too. You never see a kid that's a C student pop a 98. They're gonna say, let's redo this test.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to do a 98, son. You want to do an 85 at tops.
Exactly. No, it's exactly right.
So. Well, and again, we're back to, you know, what's the answer? Harsher penalties.
He brought up the Mets player that was suspended for life in MLB. But the thing on that is,
first one,
that
right?
Guy, yeah. That guy probably in his mind, that's the only way I'm here anyway.
Absolutely. Look, there's so much pressure. You talk to guys that are in the minor leagues. And the difference, this is the hard thing about baseball. Everybody sucks at baseball. Everybody. The best players suck at baseball. The goal is just to suck a little bit less than the guy next to you, yeah. right? So if you've got this edge and the pressure is so close, so heavy, and the difference is so small between guys sitting next to each other in a locker room, I completely understand where these guys look and go, I can get a little extra edge from this. All right, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take whatever this thing is, whatever this pill, this spray, this cream, this whatever it is, this, you know, this shot, whatever it is, because the people tell them, there's never anybody that has come to them and said, hey, I got this performance-enhancing drug, and you're going to get caught.
Right.
They all
right.
come to them and say, dude, they can't even, they don't right. even know this
yeah.
stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so they all go, okay, well, you're sure? Oh, dude, I'm positive, right?
I passed three times.
Exactly. And so they take it, and off they go. I totally get it. And then they get a gazillion dollars if they do it and they don't get caught. And the truth is, and this is your exact point earlier, if they do it and do get caught, what's the real repercussion? Now, for a minor leaguer, it sucks.
Right.
For a guy like D. Gordon, it's sort of mildly embarrassing, but he now adds his name to a list that has a million names on it already.
Prominent list.
Exactly, right? And so it doesn't really matter. And so if I can get there, get my big contract, keep going so I can keep doing it, I'm going to take my one busting. Like, the truth is, if I own D. Gordon in fantasy baseball right now.
Right.
Anybody that owns D. Gordon, you need to trade him as quickly as you possibly can, because while he may come back and be able to steal bases, because his speed's not going to go down significantly, obviously, when he goes off whatever he was on. But what will happen is batting average is going to go down significantly. He now cannot afford, even though that's a silly statement to say about a Major League Baseball player, he can't afford to get caught a second time. So he's going to go off him. He's going to cycle off, and he's going to be done. And then he's going to come back. He's going to get his starting job back. He's going to do his thing. He's going to steal bases. But then he's going to be like Billy Hamilton. You can't steal first base, no matter how fast you are, no matter how good you are. So he's going to come back and be the guy that he was before the roids, which is, you know, a 240,
mediocre.
240, 250, 260 hitter, and that'll be pretty much it.
Wow.
You heard it here. Get rid of him. Trade him. Trade him. Trade me right now.
Well,
okay.
There's a lot of people thinking the same thing right now as well.
So if you're going to get rid of him, you need a sleeper. Who's our sleepers this week?
Well, the easy sleeper there is Martin Prado. Martin Prado is going to start at second base for Miami now, and so that's an easy guy to go out and get.
Oh, great. Turtles got him in our league. Great.
Yeah. And so he'll go out, and he'll be, you know, he's going to get the plays.
And he's a good player.
He is a good player, and he actually can rack up some pretty good stats. What I like about Martin Prado is it's hard to say a guy like Martin Prado is a five-tool guy, but at his level, he does pretty much everything, right? He's got fairly good pop. He hits for average. He'll steal a base here and there. Like, he's a good OBP guy.
Plays good D.
He plays good D. He's going to keep the spot. I think he's an easy sleeper.
Hey, switching a name here.
Yep.
Lester, he's got bases loaded right now. Lester, no outs. Atlanta's going to attack him again. You were never high on Lester, were you?
Well, yeah. As he strikes out the guy to
well,
get a ground
it doesn't
ball
matter.
Away.
It's
ground
only one out with bases loaded.
I know,
they
ground ball away.
But you were never high on him.
No, I'm not a big – I'm not a believer of his underlying skills.
Did you see – were you paying attention 5 minutes ago how he got in this jam? It was a squibber out in front of the plate, and he – it looked like he may not have had a grip, but he didn't want to throw that ball to first base no more than a man wants to go to Mars. I'm telling you should have seen it. He did not want to.
I mean,
this guy can't throw the ball if he's not on the mound.
That's what Coop said. That's what Coop's been about. Lester.
So then, speaking of pitchers, by the way, the other sleeper that I have for you is a guy by the name of Stephen Wright, who's a pitcher for Boston.
Boy.
Stephen Wright is a guy who has got really good underlying skills. He is a he's never really gotten a shot. Relatively young guy. But if you look at his stats this year, we're now far enough in. He's pitched 25 innings as a starter. He's got 26 innings as a starter. 25 Ks in his 26 innings. 1.35 ERA in Boston. He's a guy that I think has finally put the package together between really good underlying skills and the opportunity to get real playing time and be a part of the rotation. And so if he's not picked up in your league, if he is in your league and somebody else has got him, even though his numbers are good right now, people still aren't going to believe. He's a guy that is a sleeper that I would go trade for or go pick up if you have the opportunity.
Is he a knuckleballer? I think he is, isn't he?
He's knuckleball's one of his pitches, but right. I don't think it's not his major pitch.
It's not like Dick, yeah. He doesn't throw it every time.
No,
okay.
Exactly.
Coop, I got a question too. You got Chapman coming back in what, week and a half? is probably 30, 40 games is going to be served. What's the scouting on him? How are you going to play him if there's people out there that he's still a free agent out there, or he may not be a free agent?
He's going to come in and close. My guess, he's not a free agent in many leagues, but if he is, you need to go pick him up. He's going to come in and close and get saves. The real question is, what's it do to Andrew Miller, right? So we know that Betances is going to stay as a setup guy because that's how he's earned his money for years and years now in major leagues, and he's the best setup guy maybe in the history of Major League Baseball, but particularly multi-inning setup guy. So the question is, what does it really do to Miller? Does Miller get relegated to a sixth-inning guy, or is he a situational lefty guy?
Well, with the Yankees sitting in last place at 8-12 with this surplus back there, I mean, they're just not very good.
Doesn't look like
it. Do they do a deal? I mean, boy, I can think of a lot of people would like to have Miller maybe for a good starter, and they need a pitcher.
Bad. They need it bad. And he's an easy guy to get rid of, still relatively young, particularly in the bullpen world.
Do you get a real good starter for a reliever?
I think it's going to depend on the market and what's actually out there. The truth is, I don't know what the free agent market looks like after this year and what Miller's contract is and those kind of things. But if the free agent pitcher market is relatively solid at the end of this year and Miller's contract is something that people can eat, boy, that'd be an easy thing
to
do.
I don't think it would go that long, though, Coop. I really think at All-Star break, you're going to see some teams make a move. Yeah, if the Yanks right now make a little bit of a movement, that's the guy that's in the forecast at All-Star break. That's the one that they're going to trade.
If they wait till the All-Star break, they may be out.
That's exactly right.
They may need to do something right away as long as they're sure Chapman's good.
Like you said, though, you don't know who's out there, who's available right now. You may have to go to other teams.
Hey, you can have the greatest bullpen in the world. If there's no games to save, I mean, that's where they're at.
That's true.
It's true.
That's true.
Good stuff, Coop.
Yeah, thanks, fellas.
As usual, really appreciate the info. I know our listeners love it. It's been by far one of the best received parts of our show as everybody and their brother seems to.
I thought it was
fantasy.
Me.
It is you. I'm sorry. Second best, Coop, and I'm obviously third. I'm third fiddle around here, but I'm enjoying.
You got to work at it, son. You got to keep.
I know.
Working
I got to keep
it.
Plugging away, and we're going to go
and
on the outside.
You may not get the first base today, tomorrow, next day, but I'm not going to give up on you.
You talking to me or Billy Hamilton?
You.
Oh,
you.
Okay. All right. Sounds
Billy
good.
Hamilton is not going to get on first base.
Oh, stop
today,
it! He's going to get on first.
Your boy's one pitch away here from getting out of this too. By the way,
this is bullshit. They had him. They had him.
Yeah. See, you jinxed us. Okay. So, anyway, thanks, Coop. Appreciate you as always.
No problem.
Hey, that's
thanks
our show.
Yeah, it's a great show. I love it. I'm really interested in this.
How can I get a hold of us?
Very simple. Very simple. Contact us through Twitter, guys. Easiest way, at Bums Podcast. Let us know what you guys are thinking. Contact us through our Facebook page. All you got to do, just search for
More messages. Look at that message you guys sent
me. We appreciate it for sure. Definitely want to chat with you guys. Definitely appreciate all the topics. And, once again, I'm your host, Jim Cromer, and my co-host, Jono.
Hey, I'll bet you a bag of chips here that they get a run.
All right, bag of chips. No,
right.
A beer. All right, so we can't leave. We got to watch this.
We're good.
We're going to report back?
Yeah, we'll report back.
We can't just wait?
Oh, for the love of God.
Come on, give him the play-by-play here.
All right, we got 3-2, 2 outs. This is the big pitch.
He comes set.
I bet it's a foul ball.
Here's the pitch.
There it is.
Oh.
That's going to drop. It's going to still
no
foul
beer
ball.
On the, all right, where are we here all day? Hey, this is your buddy Jim. That's my buddy Jimbo. We're out of here.
I'm Jono. You call me Jimbo. I'll see you guys.